All right, let's get back onto Highway 1 and go about 3 more miles as we head to Duncan's Landing, which is stop number 11 on your map. You'll see the sign on your left indicating Duncan's Landing, and so we'll turn into the lot, keeping to the right. We're going to drive all the way to the back. And in the spring, this area is covered with colorful wildflowers, and the local photographers love it. You'll see a couple of picnic tables there in the very back, and that's how you'll know where to park. So, Duncan's Landing is known as one of the most dangerous points along the Sonoma coast, and depending on the tide, you'll witness the thundering, massive waves that hit this peninsula and sometimes reach this parking lot. If you do have children or pets with you, be sure to keep them behind the fence at all times and don't attempt to climb out onto the rocks, even if the surf is calm. Let's hang out here for just a few minutes, and then when you're ready to go, we'll resume the tour.